everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. Today is March 23rd, and the topic is Our Potential. The quote is from Andre Gide. And here's the quote. There are admirable potentialities in every human being. Believe in your strength and your youth. Learn to repeat endlessly to yourself. It all depends on me. What do you think about that quote? I wonder what folks think about your youth. When I think about this phrase, your youth, to me it means that we all have an inner child and we all have a playful nature, and believe in your strength and your youth. So the I got what I wanted feeling, remember when you're playing a game, a card game, or even a board game, and you picked up the card and it was, oh, I got what I wanted. That energy is from our youth. We all have it inside of ourselves. All right, here's what Linda has to say. Young or not, we can believe in ourselves and in our ability to get things done. The alternative, to be convinced that whatever we do makes no difference, gets us nowhere. Positive self-talk like that of the locomotive and the little engine that could, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can be surprisingly effective. Just as surprising is how often we forget this. I'll tell you, there is a serendipity about this message because just yesterday, I had a very lengthy conversation with someone who was talking about wanting to do something, and three people around them were sharing how difficult it is and how it would be. So this person was saying, I really don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to fail at it. To which then I said, you need 100. We need 100 data points that validate what the hypothesis is. And when we do get 100 points, then we can actually make a correlation to the overall general population. And that actual statistic didn't go well in that conversation. But I thought that it would because the person's very analytical. And I thought, you've got three data points here and are already making the conclusion. It was the conclusion that they weren't going to succeed. And, you know, there's that quote from Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you cannot, you're right. So maybe, I think that what happens sometimes too, and let me know what your thoughts are on this, is that we ask our closest friends and even our family because we want validation. We're seeking validation that, yes, in fact, somebody also believes in my dream. Somebody also believes in what I'm trying to do. Someone also sees the potential that maybe I'm quite not sure if I have that potential within myself. And what I did say to this person was, until you try, you'll never know. And even if it doesn't work out, you can say that you tried. there's so many other people on the sidelines that give us advice and give us, you know, predictions and opinions and, you know, make statements and facts, but have they actually tried it? And people that are entrepreneurs out there know exactly what I'm talking about here. It's not to dismiss and invalidate information from other people. But what I believe that this message of our potential and the little engine that could, along with a quote from Andre and then also the quote from Henry Ford, is to remember who you are. Keep telling yourself that, yes, I think I can. You know what? If you came up with the dream and you came up with the thought, you're halfway there. You're halfway there. Now you need to find your tribe that believes in you to validate yourself when you're seeking validation and affirmation that, yes, in fact, go for it. And that's actually what my message was to this person yesterday. Oh my gosh, what a long conversation that was. But what do you think about this? How many times do we want to do something and the people that are around us, our environment is like, you know, not giving us the support that we're looking for? So if you're looking for that kind of support, especially on the healing journey, give us a shout out at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Connect with us and we'll connect you with our little peer group. And yes, what are your thoughts on this? How many times have you overcome that negative self-talk or even negative influence in our environment? Because after all, it all depends on you, as well as be that little engine that could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. So here's the affirmation for the day. I will keep telling myself that I can make things happen, that what I do is important until I believe it. Say it over and over and over again. Even take a moment and practice mindfulness meditation and visualize yourself. Visualize yourself. I struggle with that one, actually. I can put boards together and do affirmations and deep meditation. I struggle with the what I would call the internal, instead of the internal dialogue of conversation, it's the internal movie creation and seeing it play out. So if you guys want to get together and actually put together a little workshop on that, I'm all for it. We can do it together. As always, learned experience and then the support of others and community. You never know, anything's possible, as well as our potential grows. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I hope that you learned something today and that you found something of value, because remember, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.